The Orange Catholic Foundation is pleased to bring you the following Father Spitzer homily.
Well, there are so many parts to this gospel reading, and Jesus is responding to a whole host of questions. The first part, when he is talking about, you know, it is easier, for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to be saved. What's going on, the question that's in the back of everybody's mind is, hey, wait a minute. How come some people have more suffering than other people? How come some people have more, you know, physical calamities? How come some people are just reduced to begging and some people just have all kinds of riches and all kinds of talents and, you know, doesn't seem fair, doesn't seem just? And what Jesus is trying to do in this statement, right, and using, you know, a very popular metaphor, right, you know, this very typical rabbinical way of speaking, right, you know, obviously it's impossible for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle. Some people interpret it as the eye of the needle, which is one of the gates of, into Jerusalem. But it's also a typical way of speaking, what I would call rabbi ease. You know, you give a metaphor which is completely impossible, and people go, "Wow, who can be saved?" So he's eliciting the question. But the first reason he brings it up is because he's saying, "No, it's not unfair. The way to judge fairness is not on the basis of who's got more material things or who's got more talents or who's got more seemingly, seemingly intrinsic pain, maybe physical pain or psychological pain. Is not, that's not the criterion. The criterion is who's going to be saved. You know, who has the easier path to salvation? In the end, that's what really matters. And what Jesus is saying is, rich people may, in their own way, have real advantages in this lifetime. And by the word rich here can mean rich in a lot more things besides money. Rich in talents, right? Rich in inheritance, rich in money, rich in opportunities, etc. Right? What he's saying is, thinking for a second that rich people have an easier pathway into the kingdom of God. What I'm going to tell you is the more wealth, the more riches people have, the harder it is for them to keep focused on the kingdom of God. The harder it is for them to seek first the kingdom of God and all else will be given besides. The harder it is for them to seek out their salvation. And Jesus is saying, you know, you may be poor in this life. Maybe you don't have all the gifts that you would want. Maybe you don't have, you know, all the wealth that you would want or the honors you would want. Jesus is saying, don't worry about this. Wow, you got extra advantage to getting into the kingdom of God. And if all this were given to you, you'd have to battle those riches. You'd have to put them in their proper perspective. You'd have to be generous towards others. You'd have to do a lot to put that bracket off all that privilege so you could focus on the salvation, the kingdom of God. So that answers the question about suffering. But then, of course, the question arises immediately from the apostles because of this metaphor that Jesus has used. And he says, it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle for a rich man to enter the kingdom. And of course, instead of drawing the lesson about suffering, they go, who can be saved? And at the end of the day, Jesus says, it's going to be ultimately up to your faith in God. Yes, of course, we have to conform our hearts to God. But if we have faith in God, if we believe, if we have enough faith to believe in His word, then we will conform our lives to that word. And of course, in that faith, works of charity will follow. works of evangelization will follow. All this, of course, will be, for the benefit of the kingdom. But it requires our faith. So Jesus is now reorienting again. It's not just suffering or sometimes a lack of the things of this world that will help us into salvation. There's one thing that's overridingly more important, and that is faith. The faith that leads to conforming our lives to the word of Jesus. And we would say to belonging to his church. Now, the Spitzerian formula is therefore this, which I glean from this passage. Faith plus suffering is a really good path to salvation. But if you have faith and you got a lot of privilege, you better watch out, because you're going to have to use that faith to keep it all under control. And if you've got suffering but no faith, it will just seem senseless. And of course, you'll have nowhere to orient it. And so, of course, it will become impossible. So we need both, preferably. But if we've got the faith and we don't have much suffering, we don't have to deal with challenges, remember, there is a real uphill battle to put those things under control, so we don't buy into Ezekiel's first prophecy. So you think you're a god, huh? You're no god. You're but a man. And of course, there is the point. We always, the more privilege we have, we got to remember that. And boy, oh boy, I'll tell you, thank God for blindness. It really helps. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to another podcast brought to you by the Orange Catholic Foundation.